It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. On the campaign trail, President Donald Trump promised mass deportations. It was a big concern for industries that rely on the labor of workers without legal immigration status, like dairy in Wisconsin.
Now, a few months into the new administration, rhetoric is still strong, and there have been many high-profile deportations.
But as Bridget Bowden reports, Wisconsin dairy workers are carrying on as those enforcement efforts have been focused elsewhere.
Once a week on a dairy farm in Buffalo County, there's a class to help workers from Mexico learn English.
¿Cómo se dice, estoy orgulloso de mí mismo?
I am proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. Kevin is one of the students in the class tonight. We're only using the workers' first names because of their immigration status. Kevin came to Wisconsin from Mexico about 5 years ago, arriving in the January cold.
La verdad, no tenía idea de cómo era el frío aquí.
Since then, Kevin has been saving money to build a house in Mexico. He says he never feared being deported before the 2024 election, but now...
Sí, un poco. De no tener miedo, tal vez no, pero preocupante sí, porque...
He says he's a little worried, mostly about being treated badly by immigration authorities. But he's not scared, he says. He hasn't changed his day-to-day behavior at all. And for the dairy industry, that's good, because a report from UW-Madison estimates that immigrants without legal status perform about 70% of the labor on Wisconsin dairy farms. And it seems that's how a lot of dairy workers feel about the new Trump administration, says farm owner John Rosenau.
They're basing everything off of last time. He said the same thing last time, and then nothing happened, and... So people aren't going home, they're staying and they're working and going about their daily lives, I believe.
The majority of the workers who keep Rosenau's farm running are from Mexico. He's been active in advocating for immigration reform. Unlike for seasonal agriculture workers, there's not a temporary work visa available for dairy workers who are needed year-round. Rosenau says he's hopeful the more than $50 billion the dairy industry contributes to the state's economy each year will protect dairy workers from being deported.
It just doesn't make sense that the federal government would ruin an industry by being overzealous on immigration. And we think it's rhetoric.
Some of the highest profile immigration actions under the Trump administration have been more politically motivated rather than workplace raids, like student visa holders who've been arrested and detained after participating in protests. Julia Gillette is the associate director of the U.S. program at the Migration Policy Institute. She says there are a lot of outstanding legal questions surrounding the tactics the Trump administration is using.
How those court cases proceed could determine the course of some of those activities.
And it could shape whether the administration pursues more sweeping deportations. Gillette says there have been slightly more total deportations so far than during the first Trump administration, but fewer than the first years under President Obama. She says most arrests happen when local jails turn people over to ICE. Still, she suspects that the Trump administration is planning some type of workplace enforcement effort at some point.
Those take some time to prepare, and often there's a lot of investigation that happens before the actual arrests happen, so those may be in the works.
But Gillette says it's unclear if those efforts would focus on farm workers. She says other industries like meatpacking have been more frequent targets in the past. While all that plays out, the cows on Rosenau's farm still have to be milked and cared for day in and day out. Ramon has been working on the farm for about 2 years. Like many dairy workers in the area, his wife and kids are back in Mexico.
Por mí no hay problema, me puede agarrar, me deporta. Pero lo que sería es el rancho.
He says for him, it wouldn't be a problem. They can deport him, but what about the farm? If all the workers were sent back to Mexico, he says, the consequences here would be devastating.
No, no más dinero, no más leche.
No more money, no more milk. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.